News of the Church and Comment. 7th and 8th Quorums of the 70 Announced. Policies and Announcements. A recent letter from the First Presidency to priesthood leaders reads, "With the additional members of the 4th Quorum of the 70 approved at a recent general conference, the 7th Quorum of the 70 has been organized from a division of the 4th Quorum. Members of the 7th Quorum are drawn from the Brazil North, Brazil South, Chile, and South America South areas. The 4th Quorum is composed of brethren serving in the Central America, Mexico North, Mexico South, South America North, and South America West areas. In addition, the large geographic area covered by the 3rd Quorum of the 70 has made it advisable to create the 8th Quorum of the 70. The new quorum is composed of areas 70s from the Asia, Asia North, Australia, New Zealand, Pacific Islands, and Philippines areas. The 3rd Quorum consists of brethren serving in the Africa Southeast, Africa West, Europe Central, Europe East, and Europe West areas. New Church History Library to be constructed. More than 3.5 million church records, manuscripts, publications, photographs, and audiovisual items of historical value will soon find a new home in Salt Lake City, thanks to the announcement of plans for a new church history library. The library, which will be built across the street to the east of the conference center, will be a five-story, 250,000-square-foot building that will visually complement the conference center. Because the new library will be much larger than the existing one, the church will have more archival space to which it can add more materials. The new library, which will replace the library currently located inside the church office building, will include reading rooms and a special collections area that will be open to the public. The new church history library will be a welcome resource for those who wish to learn more about Latter-day Saint history, said Elder Marlon K. Jensen of the 70, who serves as church historian and recorder. Construction on the building is scheduled to begin later this year. The church expects the building to be completed by late 2007. The library will be built on a site that is currently a 272-space parking lot. Bill Williams, the church's director of architecture and engineering, said the church will create interim parking during the construction. Brother Williams also said the library will have a similar feel to the Main Street Plaza and that it will have the same kind of character as Temple Square. Home Evening Blessing Families for 90 Years by Adam C. Olson, Church Magazines. 90 years ago, President Joseph F. Smith, 1838 through 1918, and his counselors in the First Presidency announced the commencement of the Family Home Evening Program. Since that time, the program has become an institution in Latter-day Saint households around the world, blessing families in countless ways. A Good Monday Night Model. It was Monday night, and 7-year-old Maria Fernanda Fernandez of the Loma Nueva Ward, San Miguelito, Panama Stake, was in charge of her family's home evening. Maria Fernanda, Marifar to her friends and family, had chosen the topic of prayer. After leading the singing and asking her 2-year-old brother, Roberto, to say the prayer with a little help from their mother, Marifar told a story her mother had helped her memorize from the Family Home Evening Resource Book, using pictures from the Gospel Art Picture Kit. Then she related a personal experience. "At the beginning of the school year, a classmate always fought with me. One day I went to the bathroom crying after a fight and prayed that she wouldn't fight with me anymore." Marifar said after that prayer, their relationship changed. "We invited her to my house and gave her mom a couple of issues of the Liahona. My friend liked them so much that she asked for more." Marifar said she and her friend have talked a lot about the church. She ended with her testimony, "I know that Jesus Christ lives, that the Book of Mormon and the Bible are true, and that Jesus lived and died for us." Her mother, Marisol, her father, Luis, Bishop of the Loma Nueva Ward, shared their testimonies about prayer as well. Then Bishop Fernandez offered the closing prayer, and it was time for treats. Family Night Blessings. President Gordon B. Hinckley, who was a young boy when family home evening was instituted, has said that although it was a struggle at times, his parents always held family home evening, and he and many others were blessed for their diligence. I see the fruits of it in my own family, and in the families of my grandchildren, and in the families of my great-grandchildren, he said. The principle of family solidarity carries with it a conviction that it is true. Inspirational Thoughts, Ensign, June 1999, page 4. In order to receive the blessings promised to those who hold family home evenings, it is important to realize that these blessings are reserved not only for couples with children, but for all members of the church. President James E. Faust, second counselor in the First Presidency, said, "Love will abound in any home that has family home evening, regardless of how many people live there." One of the most important ways to foster unity in the home is holding family home evening regularly, he said. Whether we are young or old, single or married, whether we have children at home or have become empty nesters, family home evening can increase unity and love in our homes. Family home evening is for everyone. Enriching Our Lives Through Family Home Evening, Ensign, June 2003, page 3. To help members have more meaningful family home evenings, the Church offers many resources that can help families have uplifting experiences. Along with the Family Home Evening Resource Book, item number 31106, the Gospel Art Picture Kit, item number 34730, is also available. This can be particularly useful with young children. Online resources are also now available that give tips and suggestions on how to make the evening special. Families are encouraged to plan family home evening together. If all members of the family have a responsibility for family home evening, each person can feel that he or she is contributing to the success of the gathering. Together again on Monday night. It was Monday night again, and the Veras family of the Coscu Ward, Santo Domingo Dominican Republic stake, was learning about the importance of listening to the prophet. 8-year-old Santaye led the singing. 4-year-old Yurele helped her mother, Awilda, tell the story of Noah and the Ark. Aliyah, too, was content sitting with her father, Nelson, as he bore testimony of President Gordon B. Hinckley. Brother Veras' rendition of Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes sent the three girls into peals of laughter. A prayer followed, then treats. Family home evening had turned the Veras family's cramped downtown Santo Domingo apartment into a peaceful haven 5 stories above the busy street. I love being with my family, Chantaye says of family night. Family home evening help online. Recently, in an effort to help families plan more meaningful family home evenings, the Church added a link to its website that gives families hundreds of ideas for lessons, activities, games, and topics of conversation. Ideas listed on the Church's home and family site, www.lds.org/hf, are taken from the Family Home Evening Resource Book, church magazines, and various other sources. While the site has been operational for about 2 years, additions and changes are constantly being made to allow even those who use the site often an opportunity to come across new material. Prophets and apostles have stressed the importance of family home evening since it was instituted. In a letter dated February 11, 1999, the First Presidency counseled members on the importance of the responsibilities of parents and family in the home. The home is the basis of a righteous life, and no other instrumentality can take its place or fulfill its essential functions in carrying forward this God-given responsibility. The statement said, "We counsel parents and children to give highest priority to family prayer, family home evening, gospel study and instruction, and wholesome family activities." Refer to Ensign, June 1999, page 80. In order to encourage these activities, the website includes tips that can help families with varying circumstances understand the best ways to make family home evenings memorable. The site includes tips on how to involve teenagers in family home evening, keeping attention of young family members, and creating your own lessons. While the site is currently only in English, plans are being made to broaden the number of languages available to aid more members. Family Home Evening Help can be found online at www.lds.org/hf. Saints in Central America organized Day of Service by Don Searle, Church Magazines. Members of the church throughout Central America spent Saturday, April 9th, working to improve their communities. Before the day was over, they and some of their neighbors who worked with them had donated more than 166,000 hours of service, the equivalent of one person working 24 hours per day, 365 days a year, for just under 19 years. More than 22,000 church members, along with some 1,800 friends of other faiths, carried out service projects in 258 locations spread through Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, and Panama. The projects not only contributed to improving communities, they also helped make friends for the church and its members, commented Elder W. Douglas Shumway of the 70, first counselor in the Central America Area Presidency. It was most gratifying to see so many members of the church, as well as others, participating hand in hand, cleaning, painting, and repairing as they enjoyed each other's company throughout the day. Elder Shumway noted that the diligence and the spirit felt among the members made an impact on leaders in the communities. He cited as an example a visit by the mayor of Quetzaltenango, Guatemala's second-largest city, to Latter-day Saint Church services on Sunday, April 10th, the day following the service projects. The mayor had been so impressed by the LDS young people involved in the projects that he said in a Sunday school class, "I congratulate your youth for having principles that help them maintain their moral cleanliness and purity. As you continue to uphold these standards, you will continue to build our community." In other areas, some residents who saw what the Latter-day Saints were doing joined in the work spontaneously or helped by bringing water or refreshment. In Nicaragua, there were reports that some citizens who joined in the project were so impressed by the Latter-day Saints that they asked to have missionaries visit them at home, but most simply expressed gratitude for what the church members had contributed. One man, a member of a community improvement committee in Chalchihuapa, El Salvador, explained that a local public park had been allowed to run down badly and that the municipal government had not had funds or manpower to save it. But now, thanks to the help that the Latter-day Saints have given on this day of service, we've been able to improve it, to make it beautiful again. It was easy to identify the workers involved in the projects. Throughout Central America, they wore white vests with the words, "Hands That Help" on the front, along with the letters S-U-D, which stand for Latter-day Saint in Spanish. On the back, the vests identified the wearers as members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or the Mormons. The identifying vests were an idea that has worked well during similar service projects in other areas, notably Brazil. Local residents were not the only ones who noticed the work going on in their communities. The news media alerted by LDS public affairs representatives paid attention, too. News stories appeared afterward in papers in Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Costa Rica. Six television channels in El Salvador produced stories about the day of service, as well as one channel each in Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. In San Salvador, El Salvador, one local radio station alerted while the work was being done had a news story on the air within an hour. Undoubtedly, one of the more lasting effects of the day of service will be the strengthening of ties between Latter-day Saints and community leaders. For many of the projects, local governments furnished materials and supervision, while church members and others offered their labor. Projects were planned in cooperation with local government leaders. In one municipality of San Salvador, for example, a member who has quietly worked with local government over a period of years arranged, at the mayor's request, for a group of volunteers to clean up and paint in and around a community theater. In Santa Ana, El Salvador, the Stake Relief Society president is employed at an elder care center operated by an order of Catholic nuns. At the request of the nuns, she arranged for volunteers not only to perform physical labor outside, but also to offer personal grooming and care to the residents of the home. Many members spoke afterward of the joy they felt in serving. Many said also that they felt the service would help change perceptions of the church. One said, "It is said that words convince people, but actions pull them in." Comment. Testimony in the magazine. I just finished reading from the picture on the front cover to the picture on the back cover, the April 2005 Ensign, and I must tell you that it is exceptional. The articles, the photographs, the paintings, and even the comment letters are exemplary and edifying. This issue stands as a beautiful and timeless testimony of our church. Franklin E. Walker, Lone Peak Ward, Alpine, Utah West, Stake. Grateful for Balance. Thank you for your article, A Balanced Life, Ensign, April 2005, page 26. What a breath of fresh air in the polluted rhetoric of do more, try harder, more is expected of you. I have been trying to live a more balanced life after my own bout with depression. I don't remember ever reading an article that expressed those sentiments quite that way. I truly believe we need to try our best, but some people's best is better than others. We need to stop comparing ourselves with others and just work on ourselves. Sometimes it is not about praying harder and having more faith. Sometimes it is about relaxing with our family. Name withheld. Touched by a poem. As a mother with young children and the wife of a dutiful priesthood holder, I was touched by the wedding reception by Sister Martha Taysom in April's Ensign. I was filled with emotion the first time I read it earlier in the month. Today I reread the tender poem and was again moved and grateful for the beautiful words she expressed in her heartfelt poem. Thank you. Kim Mant Swallow, Spring Hollow Ward, American Fork, Utah, West Stake. Call for articles. The Ensign is seeking helpful tips for use in the random sampler department. Please share with us your ideas that pertain to the following. What was your best family home evening lesson or activity? How do you plan and organize family nights? How have you successfully maintained a budget? Do you have a helpful, unique parenthood tip to share? Send responses by August 15, 2005 to cur-editorial-ensign at ldschurch.org or to Ensign Editorial, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, USA. Clearly mark your submission, Random Sampler, and at the top of your submission, write your name, address, telephone number, email address, and ward and stake, or branch and district. While we cannot acknowledge receipt of individual responses, authors whose submissions are selected for publication will be notified. If you would like your manuscript returned, enclose a self-addressed stamped envelope and allow up to a year. End of News of the Church and Comment.